it's going down.
You are now fucking with Hootchart Radio. Yo, what up, we trapping out the bandwidth, bitch.
It's going down. It's your boy Fort Knox. Hold up, hold up, hold the fuck up, man. I know y'all saw that BET Awards last night, man. Now, they supposed to have been doing a tribute to Prince, man. You know, rest in peace to Prince, man. He was a legend and all that, man. You know, one of the greatest ever. There'd never be nobody like him. So I don't know why they came with this lackluster, half-ass, C-list tribute, man. The whole BET Awards was bamboozled. This was the Bamboozle Awards, man. I'm not hating. I'm keeping it true. The best part was Jesse Williams with the militant speech, but he better watch his ass because they're going to be on him by next week. Now, back to the show. Alicia Keys, man, this is the top five worst things happened at the show. Number five, Alicia Keys got up there thinking she back to Beat Street. She making beats, playing the guitar, one-man band. Then got the nerve to flip the goddamn keyboard off the stage on some old... Huey Newton in the news, Bruce Springsteen, I don't know who the hell she thinks she cameo somebody, I don't know, man, but she need to get her shit together. It's about the third awards she done dropped the egg. Now, what's the next worst thing that happened? Is these people came out singing these songs, Erykah Badu. Got to get Queen Badu, we love you to death, come on now. You've been smoking too much angel dust or doing too many spells in your lair chambers or something, because that song was not no damn Prince song that I ever heard of or want to hear on a goddamn tribute. Number three, Jennifer Hudson came out there saying Purple Rain. She did a thing, but wasn't all that. Number two, where the hell did they start putting these BET Music Matters artists on for the full show? I understand new artists. I play new artists. That's what I do. But I'm not putting them on the BET Awards with some songs I never heard of. Get the damn artists that people want to hear. They could have put a down in the DMs or some shit. I don't want to hear that bullshit. And the number one worst thing that happened on the goddamn show. Sheila E., man. I was hyped for Sheila E. I thought she was going to come out. I ain't seen her since, what's that, Crush Groove? You know what I'm saying? Beat Street. One of them goddamn 80s goddamn cool movies. I ain't seen her since then. I thought she was going to come out, hit the drums, play 1999, turn up. She turned up, all right. She turned all the way up past the goddamn Prince songs. She up there singing, you got the glow. I got the glow. What is this, The Last Dragon? I don't know what the fuck she's singing about. America, America. This ain't the national anthem, goddammit. This goddamn Coon Awards was, yo, your man Spike Lee got to throw him in on a six-man off the bench pick, man. He looked like the Black Mad Hatter, a purple leprechaun, that fake-ass Prince sign on the lapels. Man, what's going on with you, brother? What's going on, Spike? What's going on? Anyway, man, y'all hit me in the comments. Tell me what y'all think. This was the top five worst BET Awards of all goddamn time. Bamboozle Entertainment is at it again. And I just got to say what I had to say, man. Now, hit me up, hoodchart.com. Hit me on the Instagrams. Hit me on the Twitter and the Facebook, all that. Hood Chart Radio, at Hood Chart Radio. Hit me up with requests, topics, or your thoughts, man. Now, I really want to know what y'all think about this one, man, because this was bamboozle all time. I want my 3.5 hours back of my life. I'm about to sue BET for my eyeballs hurting. This is bull, man. I'm telling you right now. This is Fort Knox signing on Firing Squad Monday morning, BET after show, man. The stench, I can smell it all the way from L.A. This was garbage. Let's get it, let's get it, let's get it. Let's get it, let's get it, let's get it. Let's get it, 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 let's get it. Bitch!